Sheila Zielinski Show, the truth behind the headlines, prophecy, and the deeper things of God. Now, here is your host, Sheila Zielinski.
Well, folks, I'm really excited today because I have wanted to have this guest back on. She is long overdue, and this is going to be one very, very powerful show because I really believe this set of spirits is probably one of the biggest things that robs God's people. And today is going to be amazing. And I can't wait to introduce back to the program. It is the one and only from WCCD. It is Pastor Sharon Mulkey. Sharon, welcome to the program. I'm really excited to have you on.
Well, it's a joy to be back with you, Sheila. Okay.
Remember when I told you about the Marine Kingdom, what their plan for this year was? Part of it was to create such hopelessness and despair in the people. So Satan has and is doing everything in his power to separate us from the love of God. One of the things he did very early was he changed the frequency of music. He gave us GMO foods and polluted water. Did you know that our DNA is an antenna to God? That's why the devil wants to change it. He wants to take out your antenna to God. So all this stuff that's here to alter our DNA, he is trying to separate us from the love of God. And of course, the first way that he did it was in pagan worship. We saw that with Cain, pagan worship. Satan uses rituals and disembodied spirits to increase his iniquity every generation, compounding evil. And I was asking God about this. You know how because they do the blood rituals and this iniquity of this person just gets added to this person, gets added to that person, and then they attach to your spirit, and that's why things get, it says in the scripture, it waxed worse and worse. It got worse every generation. Well, that's why. So this is why it's important. And I'm so thankful that God has brought this to our attention, that we need more of him, but it's been blocked off many, many ways. And so today we're going to start unblocking all that. So we have many modern day idols and images today. And some of the ones that are very prevalent is, you know, Baal, Astarte, and Moloch. And we've talked about those. Today we're going to go and we're going to talk about Druidism. Druidic belief system is the primary belief system of the Illuminati or the Moria. The origin of the Druids goes back to Babylon mystery religion. They built stone circles and worshiped nature with her many faces. Later, the Celts blended the esoteric, mathematical, and engineering skills of these mesolithic people with their own artistry and wisdom traditions to create the druidic beliefs described by the Greeks and the Romans. With the coming of Christianity, this belief system was partly suppressed, but continues through the work of the bardic schools and the folk traditions and customs of all of the European nations, and including Turkey. But the thing is, it goes back to Babylon mystery religion, so it has affected the whole world. The aims of the order are to develop human potential and to work with and protect the natural world. If a person is struggling with striving to be perfect, you may want to look at and renounce the programming you received that was designed to maximize the potential effectiveness of their position or life. I have a whole binder full of the human potential movement. Be all you can be. Not without God, you won't be. You're going to be all they want you to be. So this is where AI comes in and Mother Nature. Okay, Druids participated in 8 seasonal festivals, 2 solstices, 2 equinoxes, and 4 fire festivals. Now this is important. Participants in Druidic belief systems, they do rituals that induce making them blind so they cannot see the truth of Jesus Christ. They do rituals that blind you so you cannot see the truth that Jesus Christ is Savior. Not one of you is exempt from this. So take it to heart, people. When I start going through what they've done and what it's doing today, and think of yourself, broken marriages, all the heartache and agony that you've gone through, that doesn't feel very good, does it? So you come to church and you want prayer. But you know what? We've got to start striking at the roots. And the thing that we have forgotten to do is to repent and renounce. In the early days of deliverance, we always went through a renunciation and a repenting. Maybe some of you have never gone through that. Satan is a legalist. Jesus Christ died for our sins, but Satan is a legalist. So this information is critical to your future spiritual development. right there, that you've done rituals that blind you, that you cannot see the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we repent and renounce for our ancestors, and probably today, how many of us don't see Jesus Christ really as the answer? He's not enough. We got to use all our tools just to be sure. We repent of that. We're going to do a time of renouncing and repenting. Druidism is a philosophy as well as a ritual and religion. The philosophy is part of the philosophy of Kabbalah and Freemasonry. Druidism is the foundation for Freemasonry, Knights Templar, and Kabbalah. Now, your Druids were your philosophers, your doctors, your clergy, your intellectuals, your judges, your educators, your seers, your astronomers. Looks like they were pretty much the cream of the crop up there, right? These guys weren't no slackers. These weren't true peasants, were they? They were the people ruling society. They're the people still ruling society. We got stuck at Illuminati. This goes back, the Druids are still running the world. The Druidic belief system is played out in the New World Order programming and belief system. We find cauldron worship. Cauldron. Some of you have seen cauldrons when you've been getting deliverance. Although cauldron worship focuses on the worship of knowledge, the major focus is on sexuality. The twistedness of the thinking includes believing that the urge to sacrifice other humans is a gift because it liberates the individual from a place of rigidity. However, the reality is that they believe that the life force of the person is released and that it is what they are seeking to control. It's all about this life force. They suck the life out of you in lots of different ways. A Satanist believes that if the sacrifice victim's life force is released into an occult circle, they do not truly die. See, their whole thing is this quest for immortality. Light will increase, wisdom will grow. Death begets life, and then you get to have your name written in the books of life and death in Satan. It is important to ask the Lord Jesus to expunge our name from these books and all satanic scrolls. So, Father, we do that now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask forgiveness for any participation in any rituals or things that would have in our ancestors for having their names written in the books of life and death and the scrolls of Satan. Father, we loose your angels now to go to wherever they are in the spirit realm and the physical realm and erase these and expunge our names, our families' names, and all our future families' names, and all of our still living relatives, expunge their names. Now, you don't only do this for yourself. You do this for all of your family, cousins, uncles, aunts. Just not all about you all the time. We renounce on behalf of all of our parts that are with us and aren't, having our names or names written in the book of life and death and Satan. And we expunge them now in Jesus' name. Bards are wise men with Druidism. It is important to renounce connections to this hierarchy. And they have the hierarchy. They have a male hierarchy and a female hierarchy. You have your Grand Druid, Grand Master, Five-Star General, Royal Master Lipitmus, and the Supreme Master. And we renounce having any connection to these hierarchies now in Jesus Christ's name. And we command all connections, any claim that you have on us now, we break it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So in Freemasonry and Druidism, now is the time when our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, is making a way for his people to go beyond the veil. It is a time of the ripping of the veil spiritually in the body now. Well, I thought that was done, Sharon. When Jesus died, didn't the veil go? It did. But do you know what Druidism and the partition and all of that did? It created a veil in you where you cannot access God. This is another way that Satan has separated you from the love of God. This is huge, people. I don't know if you're getting it quite yet, but this is huge. I mean, and it's exciting for God to reveal what the devil has done inside of us, each and every one of us. And these, by doing these rituals and things, we have created a veil that separates us. The ripping of the veil is occurring as the law of Freemasonry, Rome, and Druidism is being renounced and broken. This is a major key why you can't feel the love of God shed abroad in your heart. You can't enter in to the Holy of Holies. But that's what Jesus' death did for us. So the Satan counterfeits everything. The law of sin and death is that of the sex cult and fertility cult that has bound the body of Christ. Druidism is a major part of the sex cult that hinders us from entering in beyond the veil. When the veil was ripped, God intended for his Shekinah glory to shine. When the glory of the Lord comes upon you, it has a weight, the weight of glory. You couldn't stand up. The weight of the glory. You were on your face before. So that's why. It wasn't just because they randomly did something, but the weight of the glory. So this is a real good indicator. You go to a church and they're acting kind of weird and squirrely. There's no God's glory there. It's all religious spirits, witchcraft spirits. One thing that this we will expose too is that you can be a born-again Christian and a practicing witch because you still have all the witchcraft inside of you practicing witchcraft. Going beyond the veil is our only place of the supernaturalness of God, supernatural miracles, supernatural protection, and supernatural provision. It is the place of separation from death, plagues, and hell on earth. That's where we need to be. That's our provision. Death, plagues, and hell on earth. Our only provision is to be in the Holy of Holies, and Satan has separated us from that with this veil. When this happened in Matthew 27:50-52, it talks about, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth quaked and the rocks were split and the graves opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Well, isn't that interesting that just last week we prayed over everybody to come out of the graves, right? Mm-hmm. This is a time of ripping so that graves open. The veil is an entrance, a gateway, or a doorway. But it also means to divide. Now the veil was made up of many threads of purple, scarlet, white linen, and gold. The gold threads were threaded in to weave the cherubims through the fabric of the veil. Well, Satan was very jealous as he was the cherub who covered the glory before he fell. He was the cherub who covered the glory before he fell. King Solomon was given the mandate to build the temple, which David his father had wanted to build. The glory of the Lord filled the temple. The temple was built on Mount Moriah. On Mount Moriah, the glory fell as the ark was taken in. Now, it's interesting to note that Moriah was the name of the chapel that Evan Roberts preached in when revival fell in Wales and the glory of the Lord came in 1904. You know, I always wondered why they had it over there, kind of, because God came to the exact spot where a lot of this stuff was, in Scotland and Ireland with the Druids. That was a real center. Awesome, huh? It said when he made the pillars, the two pillars also had pomegranates. The pomegranates on the temple, on the pillars of the temple, declared a double portion of fruitfulness. The Holy of Holies is 100% fruitfulness, but it is not the fruitfulness of fornication and sex. King Solomon did not stay pure walking before God, and he went after pagan. So Freemasonry, Druidism, Kabbalah, and Rome have used King Solomon as the foundation of paganism and false fruitfulness and fertility. You know, the deception is quite interesting, isn't it? We just think we're so busy doing stuff for God and this and that, you know. And like Wynne always said, you're just a rocket chair. You're going like this and you ain't going nowhere. A lot of us have spirits of false fruitfulness. We're not bearing the fruit God would have us to. We're barren and dry in many, many aspects of our life. Druidism is also the foundations of the Indian religions, Ku Klux Klan and the Knights Templar. Druidism is paganism. The worship of pagan gods and the practice of the pagan doctrine of fornication, sex outside of marriage. I don't know a family that hasn't escaped the spirit of fornication, sex outside of marriage. You're practicing Druidism. Druidism is based upon the foundations of the Mists of Avalon. They believed that the mystical place of Avalon was a perfect place and a perfect life. The high priestess brings down the mist, manifesting a passage to Avalon, which cannot be found by ordinary people. Now, Avalon is actually a literal place in Wales, and Druidism is very dark in Wales, and that's why he sent the revival there. That just tickled me. The Mists of Avalon is a mystical unseen veil. So there's two veils here, okay? To go into the demonic spirit realm, a counterfeit of the veil of the Holy of Holies. So they have this mist veil. In fact, they do their rituals in a mist because that is the veil that they go through. Okay, so there's an actual physical mist besides the one that they have created inside. The mists or veil take the druid worshippers into another realm of the psychic and magic witchcraft through a gateway or doorway into the demonic realm where no one else can go unless they too want to go in and enter into darkness. Druids prefer to do their rituals during literal mists. So a druid, Freemason, or Roman is taken into an outer world. The outer world is a spirit world with a temple of nature. A green temple of trees, the force of incest. Incest. Now, we know that there is a godly rainbow around the throne. That says it in Revelations 4:3. But did you know that the middle part of the rainbow is green? Your heart is green. That's why nature is green, because it's all supposed to express to us the love of God. I'll be bringing that later in another message. It's just wonderful. But incest is the trap of Druidism. It's an anti-covenant curse. The high priestesses of Druidism, it sets up families to fall into the trap of incest without their knowledge, taken whilst they are still children into Druid ritual. So the devil knows. He strikes when they're young. This is childhood incest with their own sister or brother. And when you have incest with your sister or brother, you are made priests and priestesses of Druidism, taking a person's identity over with incest. And we've all inherited it. Okay, there's no angels here today. Let's get real. This is a time of repentance. But you know what? After I got done being horrified, I thought, well, this is good news, because Jesus Christ died so that we can be free from this. This is the good news. But the first part is you got to recognize what rotten sinners we are. And that's not preached much. Everything's a disease now. Nothing's sin. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a glutton. You know, you're a sinner. And like Ron Jackson would say, only a sinner saved by grace. It's not a bad thing to be a sinner. It's just a bad thing for you not to think you were. Because that's who Jesus came and died for. So that's good news, people. But you got to realize this stuff done back then by our family members is we're still carrying a lot of this. A lot of people have had sex with their brothers and sisters today. And incest doesn't mean actual sometimes intercourse. It can just be playing around, I would call it. Playing doctor and all these things. So incest. This is the foundation of Freemasonry. It is a sex cult of Freemasonry and Druidism. The reality is that once entering through the mists of Avalon, the doorway or veil, you enter into total deception. So we wonder, well, why did I fall for that? Why did I go to that crazy church all these years? Because that started a long time ago. You had a spirit of deception that came in down your family line from this Druidism. Incest destroys the life of the family. By an ancestral spirit of Druidism, we can be taken straight through the counterfeit veil, and the spirit of incest can cause the total destruction of a marriage because there is already a marriage of fornication. Okay, I don't even have to ask how many of you have been divorced. There you go, Druidism. Druidism, because you had a marriage of fornication that you inherited from long, long, long ago. You know, one of my favorite verses in the Bible is, there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. All the hell and all the misery we have gone through, just us, our families, our friends. I am glad that God said, you know what? I'm going to rip the covers off of this thing. I want, after you repent and renounce, I'm going to set you free. I mean, that is the good news of the gospel, people. And you know, all this stuff that you've been told, well, you don't have good communication skills. That's why your marriage fell apart. And on and on and on and on. See, the world has dreamed up all these things except the truth, right? Who ever told you, well, you have curses of Druidism that will come down your family line, and that's why your kids are rebellious and blah, 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 and all the other things that we'll talk about? No, right? Just like you think you get Alzheimer's because you're eating and have the wrong deodorant? No. It's worship of the moon. It's lunacy. But there's no money in that. Okay. There's already a marriage of incest that will kill a marriage covenant. Also, this is even sad, horrible, our covenant with God. It's like our marriage covenant with God. Because there is already a marriage to a brother, sister, father, or mother, and it will also kill our covenant with the Lamb of God. The kiss, The consummation, the lust, and the rituals are all a mockery and a blockage to us getting beyond the true veil. So they have this whole ceremony that they do. The kiss, okay, consummation, we know what that is. We've got G-rated here. The lust and the rituals. It's all of them mocking what God has done with us with ripping by going through the veil. And see, that's why there's so much thing with the sex and the sex magic. And the incest sets up a total clash in the spirit, keeping us from going into the Shekinah glory of worship. Druidism, you know, we know it went clear back to Babylon, and we know, and it has created stumbling stones for us all to fall upon. The Holy of Holies of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is known as the Holy Oracle, the place of such intimacy that the voice of God is clearly heard, the crystal clear voice of God. See? That's why we're not doing it up here, people. It's that crystal clear voice of God. It comes into your heart. Why do you think the Incas rip out your heart? Right? Just made sense to me, you know, the heart of the matter. But it just, but Druidism is the oracle of the false prophet and priestess and priest. The opening of the third eye to see into the realm of the demonic, the medium, the psychic, the clairvoyant, and it takes with it a spirit of rebellion and witchcraft. So in Druidism, you have your third eye activated. Druidism is Wicca witchcraft, the wrong foundations. The false oracle is a huge deception in the house of God, and it keeps us on a wrong foundation of false apostolic. The false spirit of prophecy, the false royal priesthood, and the false Holy Spirit. That's what's in churches. In the history of the church in America, a lot of it was built on Druidism, just like society was built on Druidism. So if you've been to any one of those churches, that's what, you know, of course you had it before. We all did, but the whole false structure of the church, the false spirit of prophecy, the royal priesthood, all of it. If we do not break the Druidic iniquity roots, we are trapped into false ancestral voices of divination that will deceive us. I'm telling you, in the days ahead, we cannot afford to be deceived, can we? We have to be able to hear God say, this is the way, walk in it, right? And that's where he wants to take us. But we got to clear out the sewer first. So Father, now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we break, cover, and sever the Druidic iniquity roots that have trapped us into false ancestral voices of divination that deceive us. We break them. We command those to get out of us now in Jesus Christ's name. We break being trapped into the priesthood of Druidism. We break that Druidism of being a witch or a warlock. We break the ancestral Druid spirit of the false oracle over us. We break the ancestral Druid spirit of the false oracle. We break the ancestral Druid spirit of the false Holy Spirit now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Druidism includes spells, magic, the power of the Druid circle, fairies, nymphs, tree worship, premeditation, and shamanism to change the face of a person or change shapes. And you know what? We can have those shape-shifting spirits too. You talk nice to somebody and you turn around, as soon as they turn your back, you're stabbing them in the back. That's shape-shifting. That's changing your face. We break every ancestral false office of Druidism off of our family lines, okay? We come out of the outer world of hell on earth. We come out of being trapped through the gates of death of the mist. We come out of being trapped in the Roman incest. And we come out of being trapped in death and hell now in Jesus Christ's name. We renounce it and we repent now in Jesus' name. If we do not deal with Druidism, it does have a power to kill us. The Druid ritual is led by clergy. And the Druid followers are actually called the congregation. The congregation is in the forest, and they join hands in a circle to release psychic power. Bells are rung to begin all rituals. And you know what came to my mind when I read that? Those things they do when they have those bells. You know, I'm thinking, oh, you are just, that's where that all came from. Did you know that in the Olympics, that fire, that light, that thing they have that they run with, that came from Druidism. The torch, the pot, we call pot marijuana, that came from Druidism. I got to tell you one other one because we won't get there today. Ponytails. In a time when all the women were cutting their hair short, These women had long, long hair, and they would wear them up in ponytails. Now, I'm not saying ponytails per se, but I just thought, isn't that interesting? Just never know. Okay, so here we go. So this is a frightening deception. The Druid system binds up churches as Druid congregations with Druid leaders to make sure the veil of the Holy of Holies is stitched up again and true apostolic work is put to death. You know, we have always said, where is the power in the churches? Where is all of that? But, you know, it's not even that. It's not even the power. Where is the presence of God in the churches? Because they've set up their Druid worship right in the church, the clergy and the congregation. So, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as a congregation and body of Christ, we declare a breaking of being a Druid congregation. In Jesus Christ's name, we declare a breaking of the caste system of Rome, of clergy and congregation being separated by exclusivism. There was one person shared with me that in their denomination, they were taught to despise their congregation. That's really Druidism. That's a real story, people. And they would have called themselves Christians. Now we know, right? Okay. Ministers of God are servants, and we are to facilitate to take God's people into the Holy of Holies, not to rule over them. Druidism rules over because it is Roman hierarchy. And we see that in all of our systems. Then you have the worship of the oak tree, okay? Now, Druidism is a worship of the oak tree, and almost every reference in the Bible to the oak tree has been twisted by Druidism. So you have to realize the devil cannot create anything new, but he takes what God beautifully created and twists it, okay? But you see, they're all into earth worship, okay? Deuteronomy 16:21, you shall not plant for yourself any tree as a wooden image near the altar which you build for yourself to the Lord your God. Also, acorns are symbols of fruitfulness, and they're also worshipped. In the idolatry of Freemasonry, Druidism in Rome, it is the worship of the great outpouring of male seed in incest, literally or ancestrally, to destroy us. Acorns, the worship of acorns, outpouring of the male seed. Druidism is a return to the rebellion of the Garden of Eden in every facet, in every way. The worship of the oak, the acorn, the forest, or the grove. The forest is the temple of Druidism. It is a counterfeit Garden of Eden. There is a reversing of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for our sin nature, and it is reversed in Druid law. To worship the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, to worship the serpent and to listen to the false oracles of the serpent, divination, to release the two trees of Kabbalah, of Jachim and Boaz. He has just flip-flopped everything. That's what we inherited. The worship of Adam and Eve, taking the fruit of rebellion, then having the third eye opened into the worst possible perversion of hell, and then becoming as gods. So this all goes way back there. By an ancestral spirit, we can have our third eye opened and be totally bound to the oak, the acorn, the groves, the false oracle, the pagan gods, and the pagan practices of fornication, sex outside of marriage, incest, all sorts of perverse sexual activity in our ancestral line, and we are then taken captive as Druid priests or priestesses. Here we go. You thought you were doing pretty well, didn't you? To me, this was good news. Because in our family line, this spirit has put our family through hell. And we are still experiencing some of the hell from the fruit of this spirit. And I'm fighting it every day. So they worship the grove, forest, tree, fruit, open spaces, and male seed. Druidism is all pantheism, which is worship of the creature rather than the creator. So Father, now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we renounce all practices and ancestral practices of Druidism. We confess it as sin. I ask that you forgive the original person in our family lines who started this whole mess, now in Jesus' name. And so we come against that third eye. We cut you out. We will not be bound to the oak, the acorn, or the groves, the false oracle, the pagan gods, pagan practices of fornication, sex, sexual perversion, incest, at all. We break it off. We command all spirits of the Druid priests and priestesses to get out of us now in Jesus Christ's name. And all human dead spirits that are traveling with this Druid spirit and attaching to our silver cord, Father, we ask you send the angels now and strip our cords, cleanse our cords of all of this druidism now in Jesus' name. This is a serious breach of contract with the true God of Israel and the work of the cross. And Father, we humbly come before you and we repent of breaching the covenant with you now in Jesus' name through our ancestral and even our what we ourselves have done with Druidism. Druidism is under the foundations of church history and family history. The warning to King Solomon in building the temple was to stay in covenant with God or face the consequences. Solomon did disobey and the temple was ransacked and God's people were taken into Babylon. That's what we've done, people. That's what we've done. We have disobeyed God. Our ancestors have disobeyed God. And our temple, our bodies, and our spirit, soul, mind, everything was ransacked. We are in such a dark glass. And when you're born into that dark glass, you don't know what the light is. We don't. And so we're having our standards by this dark glass. We have developed so many rebellious, arrogant attitudes toward God. Okay, now the Druid ritual. Now, 2 Chronicles, and this is why we could never outlove God. 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. That's what we're to do. Who are called by my names will humble yourself. The key word there is humble. We live in such an arrogant culture. The Druid ritual. The Druid ritual of incest or the spirit of incest is carried out in the forest by a Druid priest or king with a Druid queen. The outpouring of the male seed in the forest is a place of the building of the stone altar. That again was copied and perverted from the Old Testament, where they were always building literal altars to the Lord. Now, you know why they did that? They built all these altars and stuff because God said, I cannot get too close to you, but I want to be with you. So they built these altars. The people could come and God could come, but God was not contaminated by their sin, but yet he could be with his people. Now, we are the temple now. God still wants to be with us. He wants to fill us, to have his presence in us. And that's why he's bringing you this teaching on Druidism, so that he can. Stonehenge is a stone altar. The Druids are also false living stones sacrificed to Satan himself. Remember in the Bible it says, you are my living stones? Well, this is the counterfeit, the false living stones. Now, the consummation at the altar is ritual bloodshed and murder with a newborn baby or ritual death of the priestess. So here's what they do. Human sacrifice, decapitation with a sickle, impaled by a stake, breast cut off, blows to the head, deliberate abortions, that means induced, blindfolded and cutting of the throat. And that is just totally Freemason right there, guys. People placed within a Wicca man, the burning man, to break the neck, to burn alive, to be buried alive, strangulation, knife mutilation and stabbing, hanging, Druid crucifixion on an oak tree, animal sacrifice. You know what came to my mind when I read that list? Fox's Book of Martyrs. That's what they did to them. So I think really we need to repent. And when we get rid of spirits of Druidism, we will not attract this to be done with us. Because as long as you have the spirit inside of you, it calls out for these things to be done to you. So Father, now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent and we ask forgiveness for bloodshed, any abortions of a newborn baby or ritual death of the priestess, all of that, and murder. But anybody who's consented to or told somebody else to have an abortion, you got it all too. But it probably didn't start with you, okay? Human sacrifice, we break these. And Father, we command these spirits to come out of us now as we go over them. Human sacrifice, taking the life of somebody else. Abortion, decapitation, impaled on a stake, your breasts cut off. Blows to the head, deliberate abortions, blindfolded and cutting of the throat. All of these, you come out of the people now when we break them off. You come out of our spirits, you come out of every part of us that you're in. Being placed in a Wicca man and burned alive, burned at the stake, having our neck broken, being burned alive, buried alive, strangulated, knife mutilation, being stabbed, hurt, hanging, crucifixion on an oak tree, an animal sacrifice. Come on, all of it, out now in Jesus Christ's name. We break the mask of the Druid wolf off of the church and off of each one of us now. A Druid ritual will take place at the full moon. The first consummation makes a male a Druid priest and a woman a Druid priestess. But do you see why it's important to deal with this stuff and break it off your family line? You break it off your kids or this. Do you want them to be kidnapped, raped, and murdered? Do you want them to end up in a child sex trafficking ring? America is the largest consumer of sex in the world. And Mexico is the largest supplier in the world. So Druidism is not only the Garden of Eden, but also the wolf in the house of God and the worship of the moon phases. The worship of the moon goddess and the worship of the moon brings lunacy. Incest is the works of Jezebel and brings insanity. And Jezebel is not what you've been taught it is. Druidism is a harem of men and a harem of women in the church. This is Druid law to have a whole harem and at each new moon to hunt to take another priest or priestess. On the sixth day of the full moon, a Druid priest takes a golden sickle and cuts down the mistletoe from the oak tree. The mistletoe is an unstated symbol. And it is usually male seed from rape. The mistletoe is cut down by the sickle and placed in a cloth, not to be touched by hands. The kiss under the mistletoe comes straight out of Druidism. Druidism says that if you ingest the mistletoe, it will break barrenness, but actually the Bible says that you will be barren. Spiritually, the sickle is the reaping of people's lives. The cutting down and the destroying of people's lives. The murdering of people's lives at the time of rape. Fornication releases murder and death into people's lives. Druidism can bring spiritual rape in a family or in a church at any time. It can and will rape emotionally, mentally, psychologically, financially, and spiritually. The mistletoe is like a parasite of rape that will keep squeezing the life out of us. Rape comes in many different forms, not only sexual rape, but all that we have talked about. And this is happening in your local church. The sickle of Druidism is a sickle of rape and a sickle of Kali. You know Kali, the god Kali. The black goddess of Kali in Druidism is a sickle to decapitate true apostolic heads, a sickle of death to rape the innocent and to abort babies. The black goddess of the underworld. So this spirit hunts true people of God. You see, the church has not been taught this. Jesus Christ has given us the way. That is the wonderful, wonderful news. The Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we repent and renounce wearing the false robes of righteousness. We ask and send the fire of God to come down and burn these false robes of righteousness now in Jesus Christ's name. You get out of us. Any jewelry, any crowns, the laurel wreath that they wear, take it off, burn it up. The scepters, burn them up, Father, in Jesus Christ. We don't want anything counterfeit in us now in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we loose the angels now to go and cut the long hair of Druidism now in Jesus' name. We loose the angels now to go and rip off the hood from the head. Jesus Christ is our head and our covering now in Jesus' name. Now the Druid necklace, Father, we loose the angels now to go. The Druid snake necklace worn by a man or woman is to increase the psychic power of the priest or priestesses. Spiritually, it is like two snake heads at the neck or the throat. So, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we loose the angels now to go and take this serpent necklace off from around us now. Any poisons that have been injected to us, we neutralize them now in Jesus Christ's name. Father, now in Jesus' name, we just loose the angels to go in, cut this demon to shreds in Jesus' name. We renounce all pagan dancing in Jesus Christ's name. I break every tie to the magician priests of Druid or priestesses. I declare the ritual dance over. The ritual deception and seduction is over now. We break the ritual drum beat. It is a sign primarily of the supernatural, but spiritually it is the release of male seed to the throat that becomes the snake god Shiva. It will bring poison to the thyroid. Anybody have thyroid problems? I think most of all American women do. The god Shiva is the snake god of Freemasonry also. And there's snakes around the neck, the arms, and the throat. The cable toe is the snakes around the uterus, the neck, and the throat, the arms, and the breast. The snake goddess Shiva has poison that releases perversion and has male seed to bring death to the body. So, Father, now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent for the sins, our sins and the sins of our fathers, of allowing this in. And that ritual drum beat, we break it. Go smash the drums. But we come against all of this snake of Shiva and all the snakes wrapped around us now, the neck, the arms, the throat, the uterus, come on, the arms, the breasts. Loose the people. Fire burning in judgment and destruction on you snakes. Get out of the people now. Out now. Go, go. All the demonic male seed, you get out now too in Jesus Christ's name. All demonic male seed, you come out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. The Druid dance, the goddess Rhea was raped by Mars, the god of war, in the forest. The oak tree is sacred to Zeus and Jupiter. Druidism is the worship of the wolf and other animals. Druidism is based on animism, the worship of nature and animals, and the belief that they have a soul and a spirit. So they believe animals have a soul and a spirit. Animism out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on, let's go. Worship of nature and animals. Let's go right now in Jesus Christ's name. Every one of you out. All insanity. Come out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Insanity out. All insanity. Come out of the people. Come on. Then you have Pan God. Pan is the Greek Pan God of the Druids. Okay, the Roman god Faunus, the god of the forest and fertility, the son of Hermes, Mercury, half man and half animal. Pan is a dual identity. Pan is the god of the hunt, hunting to rape. Pan is a horned god, goat god, and Druids wear the helmet with horns. Male Druids take on the spirit of Pan, which is the spirit of Baphomet. So, Father, now in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come against and we command these spirits of Pan to come out now in Jesus' name, especially the men. Come on, especially the men, the spirits of Pan, which is the spirit of Baphomet. Spirit of Pan, come out of the people now in Jesus' name. The horned god Pan is also the green man, Cernonus. He's known as the Knight of the Forest. He's a stag lord. Diana, the Roman goddess, is a huntress and a horned, and she was feared for her wild nature. Artemis, she's attended by bands of unmarried women, and she's the mother of all creatures and free of the control of men. Her magic is able to turn a man into a stag. And what does that mean? That means that his own dogs and friends will hunt him down and tear him apart. Artemis is the goddess of childbirth, the goddess to whom women prayed during the pain of delivery. She is the goddess ruling the blood cycle of women. And there's a whole thing on that. And the high priestess that opens the mist to the outer world. So she's the one inside of you opening the gates to the other world. A high priestess of a sex cult and a huntress and worker of iniquity, working in unity with the pagan goddess of the womb and fertility. You see, they've always known you got to get in the womb. And the reason this is so important is because a lot of us have been getting deliverance lately and we've been seeing the womb and things happening in the womb. It starts at conception. Not only the curse of barrenness, but abortion, occult fear, rejection, exile, and death wish will affect the fetus in utero. And this stuff is generational. But the sex cult can also bring defects to the unborn child. A total bondage to the moon goddess will keep a child locked in shame and then birthed into occult lust trauma, birth injury, birth shock, and ritual blood hemorrhaging almost to death. Death in trauma in utero and spontaneous abortion. This all is very, very real. And this is why the devil hates deliverance, because it exposes all this. So, Father, now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask to be set free. We renounce and repent of the office of the Druid High Priestess Brigid, Artemis, Diana, and Queen Isis. We repent of the ancestral spirit of these high priestesses of Druidism. We ask that you forgive the people on the family line, but you demons come out now in Jesus Christ's name. You come out from wherever you are. You get out. We renounce you. We hate you with a perfect hatred. Go, go, go. I command you to go. I command you to go now. Get out, every one of you. Fire burning in judgment. Angels, go. Put hooks in their jaws. Pull them out. All the tombs of rejection, blackness, grief, and horror because of Druid magic. Out, out, out. Oxygen deprivation and complications in birth. Trauma of birth. Come on. That is very evil, literally. Ripping the baby out of the womb. That's every one of you. Go now in Jesus Christ's name. So we'll start on some repentance. Dear loving Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, the one only Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are our Redeemer and our Savior. We come before your throne of grace according to your word in Hebrews 4:16. But we come with boldness so that we can obtain mercy and grace in time of need. Father, this is a time of great need for your people. And your people are perishing from lack of knowledge, as Isaiah said in your word. Lord, we want to repent with our whole heart for how we have hurt you, offended you, caused you indignation and pain through all our selfish, proud, rebellious ways. We have grieved you through our own sin, been angry with you, we raged, we turned away from you because you have not answered our prayers, not realizing that it was our very own sin that has separated us from you, and we have tied your hands. For you are holy and you cannot and will not move from that position. Thank you that you are who you are and have never changed. For you are and ever will be the Holy One of Israel, our Redeemer, our Lord, our Savior, but also our Father who is in heaven, and we can trust you implicitly. Many disgusting practices have been done by us and our ancestors. We come to you because we and our ancestors have done so much wrong and we have got ourselves into such a mess. Have mercy on us as we repent and help us never again to go back to these wicked ways. We invite you, true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to be with us as we pray, and we invite the true Holy Spirit to guide us each step of the way. Father, many of our ancestors were not evil men and women, but actually they were in their own way. They simply did not know the truth, nor did they know the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither did they have your Holy Spirit to guide them. We are also aware that it is only by your grace that we have become your children and can know the truth, for your word says that it is the truth that makes us free. So we come to pray to ask your forgiveness for all the ways of the Celtic Druid people which have hurt you, but also to forgive them as a consequence of the sins of the fathers and mothers that have been passed down to us and have affected and afflicted us and our children through generational iniquity. It was the prayer of our own Lord Jesus Christ from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive our forefathers for all the things that they did, but they did not know they were doing, which would bring such pain to families throughout the generations. I repent and turn away from all their wicked ways and mine, and ask you to hear my prayer here on earth made to you in heaven. I thank you, Father, that your word says that we bind on earth, what we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So as your child and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind the works of Satan and his servants that would hinder me in this prayer and loose myself from them. All fallen angels, human spirits, familiar spirits, astrals, and any other entity that would attack or torment us or our families. And we ask that you will form a wall of fire around us and release warrior angels to guard us all around and above and below to protect us from backlash as a consequence of this prayer. Father, we repent and renounce all generational inheritances from Druid sources of the works of enchantment, magic, sorcery, wizardry, all witchcraft, all forms of conjurations, necromancy, all clairvoyance, and all form of spellbinding, all tools and practices of the Druid craft, Druid knowledge and foretelling for Druid pride, Druid wisdom. And I command you, demons, you get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Tell them to go right now. Just tell them to go. We reject and renounce all oak knowledge, all powers and divination through trees, water, the elements, and anywhere else. We renounce and break back all occult power rankings, mantles, and positions that they will be covered by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all this demonic ranking and mantles and positions, all of it, get out now in Jesus' name. Lust for power, lust for position. Come on, lust for recognition. Get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. Close and seal off now with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, this third eye in Jesus Christ's name. Father, we break all satanic claims, commands, covenants, and agreements with our forefathers and all their programming, that it be blotted out with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, that you would cleanse us and sanctify us and deliver us of all false giftings, a perverse spirit that would pervert the giftings and callings that you have given us, and that we would use them for your glory now in Jesus Christ's name. And have your presence with us. Every demon and everything that's supposed to get out, I loose the angels now to go to all the prisons places where they have captured your spirit, your mind, your will, your emotions. Father, loose the angels now to go and break them out of prison. Destroy those prison houses and gently lead the people back to themselves, and help them to reintegrate themselves so that we can be made whole, Father.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was really powerful, Sharon. Powerful show. Such powerful deliverance. Sharon, thank you so much for bringing this incredible message today. And we really look forward to you coming back real soon.
Well, I'd be happy to. Thank you, Sheila.
Folks, that was Sharon Mulkey from WCCD.com. You can check out a lot of resources over there too at WCCD.store. In the last part of the show, I am really asking people, if ever there was a time that financial support was needed, it is now, folks. And I'm asking for people that have the means, would you please financially support this ministry? You've asked for it, and we've made a lot of easy ways for you to do that, including PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, and even snail mail. We've got all that information over there at SheilaZelinsky.com. Your support and your prayer is very needed and very appreciated. Thank you so much for that. And you're going to want to stay tuned. Be watching in the next couple of days. There's an incredibly powerful teaching coming out by Pastor William French. You're going to definitely want to be watching for that. Love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Good night, and God bless you.